Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ, and we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about NBA free agency, and as well as the Rays and Major League Baseball, and of course the Jose Fernandez story with him getting Tommy John surgery, as well as Matt Moore returning to the Rays. So that's very cool. So let's start off. So first off, NBA free agency. Big news, DeAndre Jordan is going to the Mavericks, and LaMarcus Aldridge is going to the Lakers, is going to the Spurs, not the Lakers, and it looks like the Lakers' battle for getting a big man is not going to be good. They're probably going to get a third player. I don't know about Robin Lopez. I don't know his status on him. But anyway, also, Anthony Davis has the biggest contract in the NBA right now. It's something like, I think it's like $14.8 million or something like that, maybe even more. But, he has the biggest contract right now, and he might be the next biggest player. You know, after LeBron James goes, Anthony Davis will be in his prime. So, lots of people will be wanting to play for him, and he could very easily be the next face of the NBA, or of the Pelicans. You know, he's a very easy person to build on, and, he's a great player. And he has a lot of potential. And, you know, he could be the next LeBron James. You know, if he works on his shot, he's a very physical, very tall player. And also, you know, I want to get into DeAndre Jordan leaving the LA Clippers will affect their team as well. With him leaving, it's just going to be Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. And that's not a bad combination there, but at the same time, Lob City will no longer be Lob City. It'll be Lob Duo. they don't have DeAndre Jordan in the mix. They're going to have to pick up somebody like Tyson Chandler to really fill in for that defense in the center and be the anchor, because Blake Griffin is just not that. And with LaMarcus Aldridge, the Trailblazers are taking a beating. LaMarcus Aldridge left for the Spurs. Wes Matthews left. And they really only have Damian Lillard and a few other guys on that team. But their main guys are leaving, so that is not very good. So getting into Major League Baseball, I want to talk about Matt Moore and returning to the Rays. They lost the game that he returned, that sucks. But here's the thing. They took him out in the fifth inning. Why are you taking him? He got scored on by a home run. That doesn't mean that you have to take him out right away. Let him get back into his groove. He just came out of Tommy John surgery. It's his first game. The fans want to see him. And you take him out in the fifth inning. It's slipping me right now. But the manager for the Rays, I don't know what he's thinking. I think it's Kevin Nash. I don't know what he was going through his mind. Or Kevin Cash, that's what it is, my bad. Why does he have to take out our pitchers fifth, sixth inning? Let him play for a while, Also, one more thing. I think it was the Cleveland Indians. The pitcher was about to get a no-hitter, and on, like, the last hit, the Rays hit a single hit, right? It was a single, and that ended his no-hitting. I just thought that was pretty amazing. That hasn't happened in a few years. So, anyway, yeah, I don't know what he's thinking. Also, big news for the Marlins, right? The Marlins, Jose Fernandez, one of their leading pitchers, came back from Tommy John surgery as well. And he had a very dedicated fan who shaved, or he didn't shave until Jose Fernandez came back from his surgery. And this guy had a full, when he went into it, he was bald, and because he shaved the bald, and, you know, he didn't really have any beard. But then after he had, like, this full beard, full-on beard, with full head of hair, and when he came back, Jose Fernandez shaved his hair for him. And, you know, I just thought that was very cool. And for those of you that don't know what Tommy John surgery is, it is when they replace your elbow tendon, and it's very common for pitchers. And the reason why it's called Tommy John surgery is because the first player that got it was named Tommy John. So, it's where they take your elbow tendon and replace it with another tendon in your body. And it makes your elbow more stable. Some people think that it makes you throw faster. That's been proven wrong, right? But it just makes it more stable. But the other, you know, there's some risks to it, too. Otherwise, you know, you'd be thinking, if, you know, it automatically makes you throw faster, why wouldn't everybody have it done? Well, you know, there's some risk to it, too. You could injure your ulnar nerve. You could injure the nerves in your elbow. Very, you know, serious stuff. But once you come out of it, you know, of course, these people have hurt elbows or pitchers. So, you know, that's what Tommy John surgery is. And, yeah, so the Rays, right? I want to talk about the Rays for a little bit here. You know, they're in trouble. With the Indians. The Indians have been beating them, you know, day in and day out. And, you know, that's not a good thing, of course, for the Rays. Right now in the standings, of course, the Yankees in first, they are, there is a three-way tie for second in the AL East. You have, well, I guess, yeah, sort of. All right, so Baltimore, right, 42 wins. Rays, 42 wins. Toronto, 42 wins. They all have 42 wins. Yankees at the top with 44. And Boston not too far behind with 38. So, very tight race there. And, you know, they have to get out in front. And I'm looking for them to do that. And, we'll just have to see how it goes. Today, they will be going up against the Yankees. And good news, they're actually beating the Yankees 4-1, and it's in the middle of the seventh inning stretch. So, you know, hopefully they will be able to pull it out there and start getting up on top there of the leaderboards. Anyway, that's going to do it for my sports segment. Let's move into freestyle. I'm going to talk a little bit about Washington, D.C. and how that is. So for those of you that don't know, I am in Washington, D.C. right now. We just got out of we're in Charlottesville, Virginia. So 2 hours out of Washington, D.C., but in that area, right? Let me tell you about our trip. So as soon as we got in, right, we flew in and got in at 12 o'clock. We went to the Capitol tour, and that was really cool. It really gives you a perspective on history, and, you know, it showed, you know, where the Senate do their talking and all that. And they showed us some really cool things. Of course, all the statues. They showed us the crypt. which is the base of the big center, you know, with the center thing, center dome, I guess is what you would call it, and the iron cast dome. And right now it's actually under construction. They're replacing it with a more bio, you know, friendly lead dome. And you see there's a statue on the top. That statue, well, that was really cool. That you know, learned some cool facts there. And they showed us the crypt. Underneath the crypt is George Washington's tomb. And so that was very, they said it was very nice, except George Washington wasn't buried there, because in his will, George Washington said that he wanted to be buried on Mount Vernon, so that's where he is. Anyway, so we moved out of there, and we went to the rotunda, which is the center of the dome, and they have this Italian artist come in, and it took him 11 months, and he did this whole very nice, intricate roof and all that, and then he moved down to the band, right? I believe that took him, like, 4 years, but it looked very, very cool, because even though it was a 2D painting, it was painted to look like it was sculptures. They were popping out of the painting, and he only used three colors, white, brown, and black, so that was very cool, and then they had all these paintings, right, these gold-framed paintings, very nice, and that took 72 years to finish, and it was like, it was only like 12 paintings, whereas this one guy took 4 years to do this band and the top, right, well, and then they get down to these paintings, and these oil paintings, right, and you think it'd be okay, right, maybe do it another 4 years, but it took them 72 years over, I think, five artists. But they finally finished it, so it was very nice. And so then we moved into the next place, which is where they had all the statues. It was Zenitive's room, where they used to do their discussing, but there was one very cool thing about it. So let me tell you the story, right? So it started out as the House of Representatives, where they talked and debated and, you know, all that, until, you know, and each representative had their own desk, right? So, and this was a pretty good-sized room, but not to seat 435 people. But you have to remember, at first it was only 13 states. But as the U.S. expanded west, then, you know, it more representatives came in, and each one had to have a desk. So, you know, you reach up to 100 people, one room. Each person has a piece of furniture, you know, it gets pretty hectic. And there was a weird there was a weird effect that was going, I forget the name of the effect, but where you could be on one side of the room, right, and it, because this thing had like an archway, right, you could be on one side of the room, and then another person be on the other side of the room, and you could hear that other person talking at a normal voice. They could be whispering. And, you know, you'd be able to hear them because of this archway. You know, the sound waves would bounce off the archway and come back to you. And so, you know, you could be of the opposite party and hear the other party whispering, you know, secrets, right, that you don't want to get out because they're the opposite party. So that wasn't very good. Right? So they changed it into a farmer's market, and the representatives did not like walking over chickens to try and get to their work. So they turned it into a statue, and a room of statues, and each state has a statue, and the statue for Florida, get this, the guy invented air conditioning. So you can, I thought to myself, wow, you know, what a great guy, or what a great statue, you know, for Florida, you know, for to have the guy who invented air conditioning. Excuse me one second. There we go. Sorry about that. So, the statue for Florida is air conditioning, And that was pretty much the Capitol tour, and it was a lot of fun. And then we moved on, and the next day we went and saw the Museum of Natural History, the Smithsonian, and that was very cool. They have this ocean hall, dinosaurs. They had a mummy and this bug place, and they had a bunch of cool stuff. They had human origins. It was very cool. And today we went out to Charlottesville, and we saw, or we went into, I think it's Mitchie's Tavern, and that was very nice. They haven't changed it since 1968 when it was first invented, or, founded, and, all the same food. The only thing that's changed is the paper towels in the bathroom. So, excuse me. It's very old fashioned, very nice, and it really takes you back. And right now we're heading over to see Monticello and get a tour of the house. So that will be very nice. Really, Monticello is the real old fashioned. People say go to Williamsburg. We're here with the local, and he says Monticello is the place to go. Williamsburg is phony, and he's not trying to spark any debate or any of that. He's just if you want some old-fashioned and get some history, really, of Virginia. So that's it for me, Peter Schwartzstock, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. I'm signing out from Washington, D.C., have a great Sunday, and I will see you next week. Take care, and talk the talk, and walk the walk.